So this video I am going to be reviewing is a compilation of, you guessed it, crazy cat lady broads from TikTok and various pick me broads and tradcon broads, essentially fake, phony, fraudulent chicks who may have woken up to the fact that we don't want effinists, we don't want boss babes, queens, but at the same time, they're not going to change. And people don't change. And anybody telling you that they have is probably lying to you. So always take anything somebody says about themselves after they say I've changed with a very heavy grain of salt. But anyway, this is some compilations from Cosmic Verse. Thank you, Cosmic Verse. You saved me the trouble of having to compile this garbage myself. Anyhow, let's get into it, shall we?
Being single is so ghetto sometimes because, like, I would love to make my boyfriend an Easter basket.
Feminism is dying, and if this take goes sideways, ignore everything I fucking said.
There are exactly three scenarios in which I shamelessly reject feminism.
Men want peace. That's all they want. Men are vilified.
Men are vilified for wanting peace indeed. That's why most of them today choose themselves.
I literally have no desire to be a girl boss.
When are we going to realize that this feminism thing isn't working?
One second, feminism is demonizing men for objectifying women, and in the next, it's encouraging girls to sell their body on OnlyFans.
They say don't sexualize women because eventually they'll do it themselves. Kindly subscribe to the channel as it further supports us in our work. Thank you.
Men don't care about how much money you make. They're not looking for women to make all this money to be attracted to them. But let's be honest, ladies, we could even be feeling a guy, but when we find out he's making $45,000 average salary, them draws dry up.
Feminism is a powerful hate movement that has convinced its members that men are domineering beings who want to control women. They have dehumanized men, made them the enemy, called their masculinity toxic, and used them as scapegoats for everything wrong in society.
I agree.
And I think what we...
And by the way, before anybody out there, of course, what a feminist will say when you say that it's a hate movement, now, it's about, won't you be equal? Well, isn't the premise of feminism that men have oppressed women throughout the majority of human history? Yes. So, how could you not hate the person that oppressed you? You're automatically casting men as the villain, and you hate the villain. And everything that follows from that is based on this false premise. So, yes, it is a hate movement at its core, because at its core, it's based upon the premise that men are evil oppressors. So, next!
Done as a society is that in women trying so hard to be men and saying, right, I can do it all and all at the same time.
Well, that's because everything's a social construct, right? So all behaviors are social constructs, so there's no such thing as acting male or female, right?
I can be a man. I can outman the men, is basically what they said. Instead of saying, I can be a powerful woman, there's an organization called Big Ocean Women that gave me this t-shirt that says maternal
feminism. Big Ocean?
It basically means that as women, we have...
Big Ocean? Was it an organization for fat women? Well, the majority of women could join it then. Big Ocean. It's for land whales.
Power being women. We can be powerful. We can even have careers and be mothers, but we can't.
You really can't be powerful, let's be honest. Not in the way men are. Although women do have their own form of power. You could call it soft power. That's for sure. I won't deny that.
Can't do it all at the same time and do it well. But that defies what the feminist movement said, which is you can, you know, just give birth to babies, hand them over to somebody in daycare or to somebody else, and go out into the world and be better than the men. Outmen the men. Instead of saying to women, mothering is a powerful thing. You can also have careers. Just make sure that you don't try to do it all at the same time.
Well, then you can't control the women, though, if you do that, right? Then they stay under the dominion of the husband, and then he's still got the power, and he's still making the important decisions. Can't have that. Got to get her out there into the workforce. Get her into debt. Get her making money. Get her exposed to all the degenerate propaganda. And get her reliant on the state. Then we got her, baby. We got the men, too, because, you know, they do whatever women tell them.
You're completely right. There's so much strength to being a woman. You know, there's forever going to be things which women excel at where men cannot. And
what exactly is that? This is what I don't agree with. He's just trying to sound more palatable to the broads, but the honest to God's truth is the only thing that women excel at that men don't is pushing out a watermelon-sized, human baby head from their nether regions. That's it. Men are better at everything else. I mean, aren't we superior in every single way? What do women do better than us? I can't think of a single freaking thing, yo. Except that. But we're not biologically capable of doing that. We don't have the parts for that. But otherwise, somebody tell me what they're doing better than us. I'm sorry, this just annoys me. He's just pandering right now, okay?
Vice versa, right? And I think just because of our biology being different, when women have this mindset of trying to outman men, you're destined to lose.
Even when women try to do it all, they fail, because most of the time, they just end up burning themselves out. That's what feminism taught them, that they don't...
Well, men can't do it all. We can't be a parent and work and support the family as well. That's why when you got a mom staying at home, the kids rarely see the dad. The men can't do it. So you ladies think you're superior better than us? Really? Yeah, they do, actually. They actually do believe that.
Need men, that they can do everything men can do and do it better. But what it didn't teach them was the cost. The sleepless nights, the crushing pressure, the emotional exhaustion of trying to juggle a career, bills, kids, independence, and a social life all on their own. It glorified self-reliance to the point of isolation. And now, many are silently drowning, too proud to ask for help, too conditioned to believe that needing a man is weakness. But the truth is, strength isn't doing it all alone. It's knowing when to share the load.
By the way, you do need men, because everything you have, everything you do, everything that makes your life livable, allows you to exist in comfort, comes from men. So you can delude yourself all you want, ladies, but you need us, even if you don't know it.
That's something many feminists suffer with today. This unspoken pressure to constantly prove themselves, to show the world they don't need anyone, especially not a man.
Yeah, that's why you always hear women talking about saying how I'm strong and independent. When's the last time you heard a man say anything like that? Never. It's just a given.
But behind closed doors, many are overwhelmed, anxious, and emotionally drained.
You're talking to a girl and she gets flirted with, and then later she kind of jokes with you and she's like, are you jealous?
I think if a guy hears that, that should be his first clue to run in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And you say no? Wrong answer!
But is it really?
As a girl, we just want some slight confirmation, okay? It doesn't have to be anything too crazy or over the top.
Keyword there, girl. It seems some girls want guys that are basically insecure, while most women prefer men that are confident.
Feminism isn't about hating men. It's about equality.
Yeah, some broad comes to me. There's the line, by the way. There's the line. I told you they'd say that. Yep.
No. Since the beginning, feminism has been about hating men. In 1918, an anonymous suffragette authored a piece called Advice on Marriage to Young Ladies. Do not marry at all. Avoid these type of men. Don't expect too much. Men are trash. All single men suck. Feed the brute. It's a great way to refer to men. And then it compares men to dogs. The conclusion says, don't get married at all. For those who are saying feminism is not anti-man or anti-marriage, literally it's been that from the beginning.
And I see it in the OnlyFans workers, but I also see it in the career women, the older career women that were told to chase a career over a man. And, you know...
By the way, a woman comes to you, your woman says, hey, I was being flirted with today by some man, and he was doing this and that, and he said this. He said I have a great rack and a nice, bootay, why are you telling me this? Trying to make me jealous? Oh, man, that is a red flag big time.
Now they're coming out with articles that say these sassy, sophisticated, solvent women say they are struggling to find other halves that measure up. So we got 46-year-old Lucy, 52-year-old Leslie, Julia, 54, Laura, 42, and Jane, 48. Do you see the language? They're struggling to find other halves that can measure up. It's so crazy that women live to half a century without any humility. Let's look at the Twitter comments. Let's see if they're very sympathetic. There are men that would take these women. They just have to lower their standards. Men Worth Discipline says they moved on about 20 to 30 years ago. None of them look like they are young enough to bear children, so they get the leftovers. Their time has passed. And, you know, it's so crazy because even male athletes kind of know when their time's passed. But women like that, well, they blame men for a lifetime. Instead of saying, you know what, I pissed away my youth. I made very poor decisions. I wasn't good enough for a husband. And this is what you can learn. Instead, they just point the fingers and say the men don't measure up.
See, this is the crazy part that you ladies don't understand. Marriage is for children. Okay? So the contract is, you give us kids, we take care of you. Now you want it to be, we don't give you anything that you want or value anyway. Take care of us. So they don't seem to understand that. You know, fundamentally speaking, relationships in regards to marriage are transactional. Now, you want to shack up, be glorified FWB, you know, F buddies, split the bills, that's fine. But if you're demanding at the age of 45 that men step up and put a ring on it, you're delusional.
Them saying they pissed away their youth or that they made poor decisions is something they will never admit. A majority of women feel more comfortable blaming men.
46? Lucy's 46. Julia, 50. 54? Oh my God. 52, 42, 40. Jesus. Ladies, what's going on here?
Rather than taking accountability for their own life and choices. It's always, men are intimidated by my success.
What is this? Sassy, sophisticated, solvent women. Solvent. Liquid. So that's a fancy way of saying we have money. They think men want what women want. Literally. This is what feminism has done to broads. Oh my God. We don't care about that stuff.
Or there's no good men left. Never. Maybe I prioritized the wrong things. Just look at some of these successful career women writing articles, podcasts, or blog posts about how hard it is to find a man that measures up. But let's be honest, when they say that, they're not talking about kindness, loyalty, or emotional intelligence. They're talking about income, social status, and influence. They're looking for someone who makes as much or more because feminism taught them that dating down is failure. It told
what also is them being on the hook for alimony and child support, possibly. So that's why, though, that's another reason they won't get with a guy that makes less.
Them that having it all meant being at the top and having a man who's at the top too. But that's not reality. It's delusion. This is another long-term effect of feminism. While they were chasing degrees, promotions, and independence in their prime years, they were also sacrificing the things that make relationships work.
And women being able to be women, our sons being able to be sons, and our daughters being able to be daughters. Without the outside world trying to tell them that they are not what they were born to be. The absolute selfishness of liberal women getting on this app, talking about their rights being taken away. When the rights they're talking about is the right to pull their baby out of their body and murder it. Women out here dream of having a baby, dream of having a family.
No, the majority of women dream of killing them. See, that's the problem. At least in the West.
And you're just ripping it out of you. And then crying because somebody wants to put a restriction on it. All feminism is selfishness. Feminism.
It's not even that. It's misguided. It's very misguided. Because selfishness is really serving your well-being and what's best for you. And that in no way, shape, or form qualifies as such.
If I gotta be the first to say it, I'll say it. Up with the patriarchy. I stand with men.
lady, you ain't the first to say it. And besides, regardless of you sitting there and pretending to be a tradcon, all tradcons are a covert effinus, okay? You are a libtard. You have not changed. This is all performative. Move on. We're not buying it.
When are we going to realize that this feminism thing isn't working?
When you have to suffer the consequences. As long as your lies continue to be comfortable and you can be blasé and cavalier about everything and suffer no consequences, nothing will change.
I get it.
Because the truth of the matter is women actually have the power and pretty much always have.
Yes, we're equal in value, but we're not equal in role, ladies. I am sorry. I'm losing patience with this, but we need to...
Equal in value? I don't even know if I believe that.
Understand that looking at men like there are any...
Meaning the same value?
Enemy is the opposite of what we should be doing. How in the world are we going to build a marriage or a healthy relationship of any kind with a man when we keep yelling at their faces and telling them that there's something wrong with them?
You won't, but listen to her yelling. She's loud. She's in your face. She comes across to me as obnoxious, and she won't shut up. She'd probably like that in a relationship, too. You're part of the problem, sweetheart.
And that they are our enemy, and we're trying to compete with them and fight them and prove a point. It's not working. This is why there's so many...
She's the exact same thing she's preaching against. Practice what you preach, sweetheart.
Divorces. I'm not saying that's the only reason there are divorces, please. But that's a big part of it. We need to stop it. We need to, instead of standing in front of him, facing him, and trying to argue and be combative, we need to stand by his side and be like, let's tackle this challenge together. You know, let's build each other up. Stop it, for goodness sake.
Most women today aren't looking to build with a man. No. They want a man who's already made.
Yeah, because they're lazy. It's too much work to build with him, and then you actually have a genuine claim to the fruits of his labor to a certain extent. No. You can't help him. He's got to have everything, because I'm a lazy git. I don't want to do the hard work along with him.
They come to the table empty-handed. They expect a man to have the house, the car, the income, the lifestyle, all figured out, while offering little more than their presence and a list of demands. At the same time, feminism in the West didn't just reshape gender roles, it killed genuine feelings for love, partnership.
Well, it reshaped women's gender roles. Men still have the same role. It didn't free them up.
...and marriage. It turned relationships into transactions where women are told to never settle and that any...
To be honest, relationships have always been transactional. It's just what is being used as the currency, the legal tender, as it were, has changed to more materialistic in nature.
Compromise is oppression. Love became conditional. Marriage...
By the way, if you're having to compromise a lot in a relationship, you're in the wrong relationship, okay? You get with somebody who shares your values and has similar virtues, you're not going to need to compromise because you're both going in the same direction 99% of the time.
Marriage became a backup plan instead of a shared mission. And now many women are emotionally detached, chasing independence while silently craving intimacy, but not knowing how to balance both. That's why so many men are checking out. They're tired of being seen as wallets, therapists, and status symbols. Tired of being told they're not enough, simply because they don't earn six figures or can't meet unrealistic standards.
Being single is so ghetto sometimes because, like, I would love to make my boyfriend an Easter basket. Like, I live and die for this shit. I love the holidays.
Oh, she's full of it. She's just auditioning for a boyfriend here on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. She wants her DMs to be filled up with a bunch of simps that she can then choose from. She wants that simp validation. Give it a rest, honey, okay? We know you're a fake.
And I would just love to spoil my boyfriend with, like, the cutest Easter basket filled with, like, all his favorite things, maybe some Knicks tickets.
Bullshit!
It's maybe some clothes, like candy. Ugh.
None of that's happening. Chicks don't spend money on dudes, okay? That's a total complete lie.
But that's okay. Maybe one day.
I think that our culture and mistakes of generations past have formed this narrative that somehow if you become a stay-at-home mom, you're no longer an independent woman in control of your life. I'm a mom of three. I left a six-figure income to be a stay-at-home mom, and my value in the eyes of the world is basically non-existent because I'm quote-unquote a slave to a man.
It's very interesting. The left doesn't want there to be narratives, propaganda pushed on people. They don't want social pressure, and yet they exert the most propaganda and social pressure of any ideological group. What they really don't want is anybody else pushing the narrative, okay? That's what it really is.
Because I support my husband and I take care of the household and I take care of my kids, but I'm not independent because I don't have my own.
We don't want the Christian nationalism, Christian ethics, Christian ideas pushed on people. That pesky separation of church and state. But everything that you believe and follow is also dogmatic and pretty much, religion, for lack of a better word. It's all based on faith. You have no evidence for any of the stuff you push. Everything you push is basically religious in nature. You don't have this anthropomorphized God figure, but you do have a pagan pantheon, as it were, with various God figures represented in the form of ideological virtues, which are damn near bordering on anthropomorphized LGBTQ, DEI, critical race theory, trans, all these different things, and they're all very, very, very religious in nature. But that's okay. It's okay if that religion permeates the government and becomes part and parcel of the policy making that's going on in government. But Christianity? No, can't have that. Because, separation of church and state.
Money coming in. But if I showed up to a corporate job and I sat in my cubicle and I got my paycheck and I put in my PTO request and I just crossed my fingers that my boss was not going to fire me every single day, somehow I'm free. Somehow I'm independent. Somehow I'm...
Well, yeah. Your tax chattel. That's why they push that. Your tax chattel and you're beholden to the state and not to a husband and you're reliant on somebody outside of your family to provide for your well-being, so those people control you, not your hubby, not your love for him, not your love for your family.
Good. Many of us who are driven, educated women are having to unwire our brain to find our own self-worth is not tied to that, and we aren't beholden and slaves to our husbands. You just need to be educated. You need to be protected.
No, you really don't need to be educated.
Retirement and investment accounts are better now than they were when I'm working because my husband contributes to them every quarter. The key is marrying a man who recognizes your value, but you have to recognize your own value first.
And this chameleon, she found herself a sucker. Congrats, honey.
This is another thing that's not talked about enough. How feminism often looks down on mothers who choose to stay home and raise their children. The same movement that claims to support women's choices will turn around and shame a woman for making the wrong choice in their eyes. This is a woman who proudly shared that she was a stay-at-home mom, raising her kids and supporting her husband, and she received an avalanche of hate in the comments. Yep. The hate didn't come from men.
Yeah, but the women will tell you they don't do that. We support women doing whatever they want. But if they choose to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom, we're going to, lambast them with tons of criticism and hate. That social pressure that they're so against. Well, if it goes against their way of life, that is.
It came from other women, especially so-called feminists who claimed she was oppressed or setting women back. The irony is, the very women who claim to fight for respect and equality are often the first to tear down another woman simply because she finds fulfillment in family and motherhood. That kind of hypocrisy is exactly why some women today are quietly walking away from the feminist label, because it no longer represents all women, just the ones who agree with a specific ideology.
Yeah, but the problem is that it's still there. It's part of their makeup, their mindset, the particular way that their neural pathways have developed, been set up by their life experiences and decades of belief, interacting with reality, employing said beliefs and ideologies. So even though these women claim to be different and the good ones, unicorns, sorry, people don't change.
Man to man, brother to brother, women aren't that special. And when I say that, I don't mean women are below men or that they shouldn't be respected, but just because a woman is visually...
Whoa. They should only be respected if they earn it, not just because they're a woman. So already I see that this guy, despite what he's saying, he got a simp mindset that he's trying to fight against, Joe, and he's obviously losing just based upon his very femboy way of sounding. And look at that hair.
Attractive with a pulse, it does not mean she is special. As men, it doesn't give you a reason to put her on a pedestal above you. You see, most men see an attractive woman and think with what's between their legs and not their brain. Many women in this world are attractive. There is an abundance of beautiful women.
Not in the West. Not really. 2/3 of them are obese. What are you talking about?
But what we must realize as men is that doesn't make her special. That doesn't make her worthy of our energy, time, and commitment. Most men will meet a woman like this and think, I need to keep her around. That comes from a place of desperation and lack. Mm. You should be asking yourself, is this person worth keeping around? Given
Right, you need to be seeking out reasons to disqualify her, not qualify her. Okay? You need to be looking at a woman with a critical eye and saying, huh. What are her pros and what are her cons? Not just looking for pros, i.e. confirmation bias, because you have a scarcity mindset, but you need to be looking for flaws. Because, you know, the little head and the things that we naturally, biologically want from women tend to blind us to those things. So we have to be extra vigilant and seek out flaws, negatives. Otherwise, you're going to miss them.
Accolades before they're shown is the fastest way to lose respect from a woman and for yourself. A man who has true self-worth and value doesn't do this. He gets to know her as a person and understands her values and morals and how she conducts herself as a person. He questions, can this person add to my life, to what I've already given to myself? And only then does he make a decision on if this woman is worthy of his energy. The moment you make a woman feel special for just barely existing, for her God-given looks, she will know she can walk all over you.
I agree. Yep.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Yes, in the way of like making sure women have equal rights.
So you consider yourself a feminist, but in your pre-show notes you said that you appreciate traditional values. How do you reconcile being a feminist but also holding men to their traditional gender roles?
Not every woman lives the same lifestyle, so I think it's important that they have representation and minimization of sexism as well as like harassment in the work industry.
Okay, you said minimization of sexism. Don't you think it's a rather sexist position to believe that men should be providers?
I think that's like a traditional thing.
The traditional thing for women is for them to stay at home and make babies. That's not an argument, honey. You just contradicted yourself. What?
You have an expectation on men by virtue of their gender to be providers. Isn't that sexist?
I would just personally like to have a person that would like to provide for me.
Well, that's traditional gender roles.
Yeah.
How do you reconcile being a feminist but wanting traditional treatment from men? Throughout the entire course of the relationship, you want a guy to provide for you. You want traditional treatment, and it sounds like you want him to pay your bills. You want an allowance. You want him to pay for your nails. If you go on trips, you want him to pay for it. If you guys were living together, would you want him to pay the entire rent?
Yeah.
Make it make sense, huh?
Wow.
She says she believes in feminism and equality, but still expects men to provide for her, pay all the bills, protect her, and take care of her like it's 1950. That's not equality. That's selective feminism. Selective feminism is when a woman picks and chooses which parts of feminism benefit her.
But that's all feminists. That's all women, by the way, even the ones that say that they're not. Like that Tommy Lauren broad. I'm all a feminist. Pay for me. You were born to support me. What were you born to do? Crickets.
And ignores the rest. It's when she wants the independence and freedom that come with being a modern woman, but still expects traditional treatment from men. She'll say, "I'm strong and don't need a man," right before saying, "A real man should pay for everything." She'll demand equal pay, equal rights, and equal voice. But the second it comes to taking out the trash, fixing the car, or financially supporting a relationship, suddenly it's a man's job.
That's accountability, which they're immune to.
It's the double standard no one wants to call out, because it exposes the truth. Many of these women don't actually want equality. Nope. They want options.
Right, I need your help. If you are over 30...
Yeah. So we've got horrible arm tattoos, hand tattoos, thigh tattoos, cottage cheese on the underside of her legs. So she's a chunky monkey. Of course, big giant ghetto hoop earrings. Oh, God. So cliche at this point.
What are we doing about dating?
Loud hands. Oh, God.
Because I'm losing the will to live. Like, where are we meeting these people?
Nose ring? Is that a nose ring, too?
Because dating websites ain't the one. They are all after one thing. I swear to God, they're just like, "Do you want to see a picture of my..." No, no, I don't. Do men honestly think that works? Because I can confirm, as a 35-year-old woman, it doesn't work. We don't...
Well, what are you after, honey? You think we believe that you're after a man that has a good character? You're after a guy that has a good bank account. That's what you're after.
I want to see it, okay? It doesn't do it for us. I'm quite old school.
Yeah, I don't get that. Guys, could you explain that to me? Why are you sending women, D-pics? We're the visual ones. We're the visual ones, not women. Yeah, they're very shallow as well when it comes to a man's looks, but you're not wanting to see some strange dude's junk, okay? Why do you do that?
I want to just meet someone, talk for a bit, no pressure, go out, have fun, get to know someone. Is that too much? Because I'm wondering if I'm the problem here.
You are the problem, because everything you just said requires copious amounts of money to be spent. So you're very materialistic as you bemoan the fact that men are materialistic. At least their materialism is focused on an object that has a brain and thinks, as opposed to you, you just want money.
Probably am. I love theme parks. I love walking the dog. Stephen loves a walk. I love going...
I guarantee if I suggested we go out on a date that primarily centered around walking the dog and then maybe stopping for a coffee, that date wouldn't happen, or it'd be the last one we had.
Into beaches, going for a cocktail, things like that, without someone...
Cocktail, i.e. money. Lots of money. Cocktails are expensive, baby.
I'm going, "Ooh, should we go back to yours?" No, thank you. Let's get to know each other, okay? Because at this age, I'm looking for something real now, all right?
Why is it, though, that the knowing each other part is all about the things you want, which has been to spend money on you, but the things we want, i.e. the, physical intimacy, that's bad. Now let's get to know each other first, which requires me to spend lots of money. How convenient for you.
Also, and this is a big one, and I don't know again if this is too much to ask, not to have a secret wife or girlfriend, okay? No, stop it.
Well, that's you, honey. That's just because you're picking the wrong dudes. I mean, the echelon of men that you're looking for aren't going to be single. They're going to already have been snatched up, okay?
Anyway, on that note, let's find the great TikTok love of the year, okay? Let me find my TikTok man, because I feel like that's the way to go now.
Is that why a lot of these bros are posting on TikTok? They're using it as a dating site? It's mostly soy boys on there. Good luck, honey, getting a dude that you want. Not that that was going to ever happen anyway.
I'm always on TikTok. So if you or anyone you know are male...
And she's probably a single mum as well.
Male. Sorry, girls. You are between 31 and 39, possibly 40. Then... do your thing, okay? Also, if you could like and repost this, because,
I need more attention and validation.
I want to earn some dollar. I want to go treat myself, okay? That'd be great. Thanks, bye.
How is that going to help her treat herself? Oh, wait, because you get paid for views on TikTok? She's hoping this will go viral so she can get her nails done. God.
Did you catch?
So her lips have been done. She's wearing fake eyelashes. She's wearing fake nails. She's got the hoop rings, nose ring, lots of tattoos. Oy. And she's fat, of course, so lots of red flags there.
Catch that? At this age, I'm looking for something real now. That right there is the classic line, and it says everything. This is...
I've already had my fun. Now I want somebody to be with that isn't fun, but is boring and pays the bills. And then when I get bored, I'll, find a Chad or Tyrone. That like the fact that some other dude is paying the bills and he doesn't have to, flip the bill. And so, I'll bang him.
Is exactly why I say that most of the time, when a woman is still single at 30, it's because she chose the streets. She didn't prioritize finding a good man when she had the most options. Instead, she spent her prime chasing the thrill, the attention, the parties, the...
Yeah, so now you gotta solve her bad decisions. She's made bad decisions, she's suffering the consequences of said decisions, and now that she's tired of suffering the consequences, actually she's starting to suffer the consequences, she was having fun, but now the validation and the fun have dried up, and so, I'm now facing the consequence that came of wasting my 20s, and now I'm fat and out of shape, and men don't want me no more. So now a man has to come around and save me, because I chose poorly when I was younger.
Flings, believing love would still be waiting for her whenever she was ready. But now? She's running into the same type of men she used to entertain. Men who are just looking for a good time, not a lifetime. The tables have turned, and now she's the one wanting something real, while the men around her are playing the same game she once played. The difference? Men still have time. She does.
Well, those dudes, they have options. So, of course, they'll still play in the field. And they're playing with her because she's not an option for anything other than playing the field.
Doesn't. It's just reality.
So, translation, the dudes I want don't want me. Yep, there you go. There you go. So, great compilation from Cosmic Verse. Thank you very much, Cosmic. Much appreciated for your hard work of scouring the internet for these hoes, these hoe bags, these 304s. Much appreciated. So anyway, hope you enjoyed my commentary. If you did, please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel and hit that, notification bell, because YouTube ain't going to tell you when I post a new video. Also, please consider supporting me by donating to my GoFundMe. Recently had a really bad illness. I'm still recovering from. So I could use your guys' help. So go click on that link in the description or my GoFundMe. Support me either because you want me to continue, having a home, or you just want me to be able to continue making new content, which I'm just starting to do again. Whatever reason, works for me. Anyhow, I am the MGTO, philosopher. Also known as the realist, because if you are going your own way, then you are, as a man, a realist. And I wish you a good and pleasant day. Take care.